Thank you and good afternoon. A family vacation turned into tragedy over the weekend as an accidental drowning occurred in the Black Sands Beach area of Shelter Cove. A family on vacation from Montana was at Black Sands Beach when a 13-year-old boy slipped on a rock and fell into the ocean. That's when the boy's father, 44-year-old Stephen Beerley, jumped into the water and was able to push his son out of the water and onto the beach. A large wave subsequently came and forced Beerley under the water and out of sight. Shortly after, Beerley was seen off in the distance, face down in the water. The Shelter Cove Fire Department responded to the scene and were able to recover Beerley, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Today, the sheriff's office identified a fourth suspect involved in the home invasion robbery on Island Mountain that occurred on March 3rd. Initially, it was believed three suspects were involved in the incident that saw Seth Morton Jr., Brett Schwartzel, and Logan Bremer all arrested and booked on charges related to the home invasion and assault of Morton's stepfather. The fourth suspect has now been identified as 41-year-old Jason Meisner, who's an adult white male, 6 feet, and 205 pounds. Anyone with information regarding Meisner's whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. The Humboldt State University Police Department has issued a warning to the community to be on the alert for Zachary Kolajewski trespassing on campus. Kolajewski was convicted of trespassing on campus and harassing an HSU employee on March 11th after being asked to leave by campus officials. If anyone sees Kolajewski on or near the Humboldt State University campus, you are urged to contact the University Police Department. Grand jury applications are now being accepted. Dan Squire has more.
It's normally pretty easy to find 19 citizens who are qualified to serve on the Humboldt County Grand Jury, but in 2014 it took longer than usual to find enough people willing to volunteer. Grand jurors serve for 1 year, from July through June, and applications for those interested are now being accepted. Keith North, who volunteers with the local chapter of the nonprofit group California Grand Jurors Association, urges those interested in serving to begin the process now. Applications can be picked up at the courthouse or by contacting the grand jury office by phone or email. You can also check for details at the county website.
Thank you, Dan. Saturday marked the 32nd time Humboldt County held its county spelling bee, with three champions coming from the Eureka City Schools District and the fourth champion coming from McKinleyville Middle School. In the elementary category, 6th grader Connor Johnson from Zane Middle School was marked champion, along with 5th grader Simone Tan of Cutton Elementary. Both will travel to Stockton to compete in the elementary state B. In the junior high school category, 8th grader Sophia Escudero from Winship Middle School and 7th grader Sophia Potter of McKinleyville Middle School were named champions as well. Both will travel to San Rafael to participate in the junior high state competition. All four of the champions will receive travel scholarships from the Rising Stars Foundation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a little over 2 months since the consolidation of the Eureka Fire Department and the Humboldt Fire Protection District. Both agencies are now part of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Fire Chief Ken Woods explains that part of the plan for consolidation is shrinking the command staff down, such as reverting two fire battalion chief positions to captain's positions. Woods explained his reasoning.
Well, it's really financial reasons, and when the two agencies were separate before we consolidated, we had duplicated prevention bureaus, duplicated admin type positions, and this really is the reason for the consolidation is eliminate that duplication, be more leaner and effective, and get more done with less.
Wood said that the fire department looks forward to the challenges consolidation will bring, as they anticipated challenges when they initially outlined their plan for consolidation. Coast Central Credit Union has announced they have received a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial for more than 83 consecutive quarters, which is more than 20 years. Bauer Financial rates Coast Central as one of the strongest credit unions in the country, and the rating is based on data through December of 2014. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.